Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Lauren, for that very friendly welcome. Lauren is the current chair of MVHR, and that makes my job a lot easier. So I appreciate that. And thank you all for being here. I want to follow on, and do I push?
Your mouse.
My mouse. Oh, cool. I'm going to follow up on the previous conversations that we've had up here and talk about what we're doing about some of the issues that Daniel and Andrew discussed. And I really want to talk a little bit more about what this community looks like, the advocacy community. We are a small community. I recognize a lot of faces in this room who are working already very hard in viral hepatitis, and hopefully there are some people in here that we can motivate to become part of the viral hepatitis community. So we're going to talk about what are our issues, and hopefully some of you will learn ways to go back to your community and incorporate viral hepatitis into your public health dialogue. So when we talk about viral hepatitis, I would guess that if each of you went back to your community and held a focus group tomorrow, people would say to you, when you ask them what they know about hepatitis, they would say something like, A is when you first get it, and then when it gets worse, it becomes B, and when it's really bad, it's C. And that's when you need to be taken care of, but then you're going to die. And I'm not making this up. This is stuff that we've heard. So I think that Andrew really said it very well, that both hepatitis B and hepatitis C lead to cirrhosis and liver cancer and liver failure. So while I'm up here to talk to you about bringing together the hepatitis B and the hepatitis C communities, I want us to remember that even though the viruses are different, one's an RNA virus and one's a DNA virus, and the communities who are affected are perhaps somewhat different, they both have the same outcome. So, and again, why do we care about it? Andrew did my job for me too. He showed you the consequences of viral hepatitis and who is affected by it around the world. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this slide, except to say that we're looking at about 15,000 Americans dying every year. And that, I think, is probably a conservative estimate that is from people who die that we know are infected with viral hepatitis. There are plenty probably who are never diagnosed and die and are buried and their families never find out about it. So MVHR, as Lauren said, is a coalition of public and private and voluntary organizations, and we are dedicated to reducing the infection, morbidity, and mortality from viral hepatitis. And we are a diverse membership. So I wanted to show you exactly who these 170 or 170 plus organizations are. And as you can see, the overwhelming majority are community-based organizations. But we also have good representation from government. Both state, local, and federal government agencies are associate members of MVHR, and we also have industry and for-profit members, and we depend quite a bit on our industry members to support the work that we're doing and to keep us updated on what's going on in the science on a daily basis. The missions of our organizations are also varied, and I think that it's good to see that we do have a pretty close number of organizations that are HBV, hepatitis B focused organizations, and hepatitis C focused organizations. We have a number that are have umbrellaed both B and C into their missions. We have some HIV organizations that have adopted also hepatitis B and or C under their job descriptions. And then there are some that are unspecified here. And what that really means are organizations such as universities and medical practices and some and our government agencies. So that's why that unspecified is such a big chunk. So we have medical centers, associations, educational institutions, and community-based organizations. Basically, that's how the pie looks. So one of the things about which we're most proud in our accomplishments in the last couple of years is that we were a co-sponsor of the IOM report with the Office of Minority Health and the VA and the CDC. And the IOM report, one of the outcomes of that that really supports the work that we do is that they told us that under the broader umbrella of viral hepatitis, they would like to see better collaboration, integration, and partnership between key stakeholders in hepatitis B and hepatitis C to improve, as we know, screening, surveillance, education, and care. And as I said in my first slide, that's what MVHR is all about. This wasn't a surprise that we saw this in the IOM report, but it was an acknowledgement of the work that we're doing. We have, and somebody's fat fingers put 3975 as the bill number. It's actually 3974. Then the Senate bill 3711, the viral hepatitis and liver cancer. I always put that in red because, again, why are we working together, B and C? Because of liver cancer. So the Liver Cancer Prevention Act is a true collaboration between hepatitis B and hepatitis C advocates. There were, for several years in Congress, a hepatitis B bill and a hepatitis C bill, separate bills. A couple of years ago, MVHR and some of our member organizations and advocates approached members of Congress who had sponsored those bills and asked them if they would consider bringing those bills together under the umbrella of viral hepatitis, which is what happened. And we have good bipartisan support in the House of Representatives. Our original co-sponsors are both Republicans and Democrats. And this great picture, it just coincidentally, we have two of our Republican sponsors. This is the rally that MVHR had in Washington last World Hepatitis Day, May 19th, 2010. And we have Congressman Cassidy, who is a Republican from Louisiana and also happens to be a hepatologist and treats patients both for hepatitis B and C in his practice. And then Congressman Dent, who is also a Republican from Pennsylvania, spoke at the rally. We had some Democrats there too, but I don't have pictures of them in these slides. So MVHR has a very busy policy action agenda. We spend a lot of time on the Hill talking to policymakers and also talking to policy influencers in the federal government agencies like HHS and CDC. And we're really working hard all of the time to advance policies to improve viral hepatitis outcomes. We also spend our time educating our member organizations about advocacy, how to do advocacy, some advocacy 101, and some partnership opportunities where they can work with us and come on board. Any of you who are NVHR members probably know that your inbox gets filled up often with our requests for sign-on for letters of support for various issues that are affecting our community. We also convene ad hoc committees and work groups. We have Daniel, who spoke earlier, is very interested in putting forward some of the issues around healthcare reform and viral hepatitis, and he's working with another of our member steering committee members to put together a committee to start addressing things that we can really do around pushing coverage for viral hepatitis under healthcare reform. And we also are conducting a very aggressive media outreach. We have a publicist we've hired this year who's doing great work for us on the Hill. I'll show you an example of one of his ads in a couple of minutes. So what do we do collaboratively? We realize that MVHR is not the only coalition out there working on viral hepatitis, so we really try to become active and participate with all of the other organizations. There's the Hepatitis Appropriations Partnership that operates out of the National Alliance for State and Territorial AIDS Directors, NASTAD, in Washington, D.C. Committee, and we are members of that group. We participate in the FedBan Syringe Access Working Group, which successfully accomplished their mission this past year. We are members of the Hepatitis B Task Force and of the Fair Pricing Coalition, which looks at the particularly with the new drugs that are coming out for hepatitis C, working with the drug companies to make sure that they are remembering that their price has a lot to do with how accessible their drugs are. So we like to be a voice at that table as well. We're constantly seeking input from our members about what the issues are that are concerning them. An example is that in Arizona, we've just learned that Medicaid cutbacks have caused the state of Arizona to disallow liver transplants for people who have hepatitis C, not people with hepatitis B, not people with cirrhosis, alcoholic cirrhosis, but people with hepatitis C are no longer eligible under Medicaid in Arizona for a liver transplant. And that's something that concerns our members and concerns, excuse me, us, and we're looking into that. And we also, as I said earlier, provide a lot of feedback to our federal partners and our industry partners on what it is we're hearing from our members and our community is important to them. So I want to switch a little bit into how you can be an effective advocate when you go back to your communities. And we know that there's a lack of federal leadership, and there's a lack of money, and that the efforts that you do on the home front are vital to helping us get our mission out there. If you help us get some federal funding, your likelihood of getting state funding might be a little bit more likely. You might have better access to policymakers if you visit them when they're at home. And you can really capitalize on the lack of the federal response. I have a quote here. I have to put my glasses on to read it, but I just love this. And this is something we need to remember when we're out there advocating. According to Groucho Marx, one of my favorite politicians, politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. So I think that's a great thing to remember when we're talking to politicians, that they think that they know what we need, and we need to go in there and tell them what's really the truth. We want everybody to think about how to be an effective advocate by working collaboratively. MVHR works very hard to stay collaborative. We can educate policymakers. We can work on strong messages that we all can get behind, like the message of liver cancer, rather than going in and being an advocate for hepatitis C or an advocate for hepatitis B. Think about how we can put those messages together and advocate for viral hepatitis, advocate for liver cancer prevention. Tell your stories, what is happening in your community, who are the people you're seeing, as Andrew said, that he has to talk to dying patients all of the time. When he goes to the Hill and tells policymakers that, it has an effect. And be persistent. So rather than reinventing the wheel, let's look at what's out there, what's a natural next step for you to take, who is working in your community, like your viral hepatitis coordinator. I think, raise your hand if you're a coordinator in this room. We have a few. They're doing a lot of work. Hook up with them in your state. Call your state health department if you don't know who your coordinator is, and find out. Look at your legislative champions and who is, what is a realistic expectation of those people, and just mobilize. Make sure that you give them the message that viral hepatitis really needs some attention, that we need education, we need public awareness, we need prevention, we need disease control, and we certainly need, say after me, funding. We need that in order to address this major epidemic. People need and deserve this. They need a coordinated response. So I'm going to go pretty quickly through these advocacy activities. You can look at these on the slides. They're not rocket science. I know that many of you are already doing that. You're already informed. So share your information, share your expertise. Seek things like proclamations in your community on World Hepatitis Day, on Liver Cancer Awareness Month. Work with the media, work in your state, and do some lobbying at your state capitol. My friends in California do that every year. Don't ever give up. It's a long climb, but you can go down the other side, and you are going to make it. There's another quote that I like to use that is, if you think you're not effective, have you ever been in bed with a mosquito? So here's how you can contact me and contact MVHR and look at our website. Thank you very much.